Instead of the motto, to serve and protect, residents across this country may soon be seeing golden arches on patrol cars. This week, the Board of Aldermen in Ansonia, Connecticut, approved a plan to put advertising on their police cars in exchange for free vehicles. It's a step that more than 200 other municipalities have already taken. Heather Claiborne of member station WNPR reports.
Last week, Ansonia Mayor James Della Volpe found out his city's state aid is being cut by $266,000, with just 4 months left in the year. And for the second year in a row, he had to reevaluate plans to update his city's aging emergency vehicle fleet.
We have seven vehicles that are on the road 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We look to replace two of those each year. Last year, we were unable to replace them because we didn't have the funds for it.
So the prospect of free vehicles interested Mayor Della Volpe. North Carolina-based Government Acquisitions sells advertising to pay for public service vehicles, then sells the fully equipped cruisers, ambulances, and fire trucks to municipalities for a dollar each. Della Volpe says Ansonia has requested four police cars, one ambulance, and a fire truck, all sporting advertising.
I've heard Pepsi-Cola, I heard Subway, I've heard McDonald's, Burger King, and hopefully some local companies might get involved.
There's a NASCAR version with bold advertising competing for space with official logos on the vehicle's surfaces, but Della Volpe says Ansonia is pursuing a more conservative design, and he says the ads will be appropriate.
There's no tobacco, there's no firearms, no casinos, we don't want attorneys on there.
Bail bondsmen.
Yeah, no, we don't want the bail bondsmen or Dunkin' Donuts. We want to make sure that the police are respected and it's a respectful vehicle.
Standing next to his four-year-old patrol car, Officer Gary Krasner says he'd be happy to drive one of the new logo-bearing cruisers.
It's got 90-something thousand on it now. It was a used car when I got it. It's probably time for the boneyard, to be honest with you.
Government Acquisitions completed its first contracts last November, and President Ken Allison says it's currently dealing with 3,500 government entities. Allison says companies are excited by the chance to show support for public servants.
This is prime ad space. You know, you put $5,000 into a government vehicle, you can't get a billboard for that. And you've got a vehicle that's running all over town as they do their duty at area schools, community events, they're in the news, and you're generating goodwill.
If Government Acquisitions is able to sell the ad space needed to fill the city's request, Mayor Della Volpe says it'll mean $750,000 in savings for his city. For NPR News, I'm Heather Claiborne in Ansonia, Connecticut.